Wake up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Wake up now.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller.
East Coast Radio.
23 minutes after 8 with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And it's your opportunity right now. We have the legal expert, Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford Attorneys. He's here all morning answering all of your questions. Just WhatsApp your question to 061-792-9495. Good morning, Ashton.
How's it, guys? How are you doing?
Locker, man. Thank you for the little gift pack that you sent to us last week. It was very nice.
Oh, pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for that, Britt. Ashton, so let's get straight into
it,
brother.
Did you share, Sky?
Did I?
Did you share?
Hey, there was no share party in this. That's what took everything off. Okay, Ashton, listen, we got a message here from Johnny. So I am moving offices. I have alcohol as gifts and need to transport them home. Is this allowed? I can't just leave this behind. How do I move this legally? How do I move this legally, Ashton?
There is no legal way of moving it. So the law is quite clear on this. Any transportation of alcohol is prohibited unless it's for the transportation involved in certain industries. So for export purposes or for manufacturing plants, the storage places, etc. If you're going to move that and you get caught, you will be fined for it. There's no way. There's no other way of putting it.
My business has gone down. I am moving all the stuff, including my corporate gifts, from that business to my next premises. Some of those just happen to be alcohol. Why can't I move there?
It's an irrational, in my opinion, it's irrational as it is. But yeah, unfortunately, the law is the law.
So then according to the law...
Church wine is a real thing, guys. Church wine.
So should I just finish the product at my old premises and then move to the new premises?
Have a closing down party. But then again, your problem with having a closing down party is it's a social gathering. So
oh, you can't even do that.
All right. No, so you're going to have a party for one.
All right. So the
look,
law.
Without contravening the law, there is no safe way to do it. If you put it in your bag and you sort of get home and nothing happens. But if you get stopped by police, you could face a fine.
Okay. All right, there you go.
And then, Ashton, I have a question for a friend. What happens if your neighbors are having a braai with friends and you report them? What's the situation there?
Okay, so are you asking what's going to happen to you or what's going to happen to your neighbors?
Okay, look, so to be honest, I'm the neighbor. Like, let's say I'm the neighbor, okay? But I'm going to pretend like I'm the one that's actually telling on. So I want to tell on my neighbors who have got four people over for a braai. And they're cooking meat on a fire, Ashton. What must I do?
Look, if it's reported, you're going to get some sort of police, and the police will come across. Their first prerogative is always to disperse. So they've got to tell you to disperse. Mm-hmm. If you don't, they then can charge you in terms of the lockdown rules.
And just Ashton, even if these four people, call it even 10 people, even if they are all outside social supposed distancing.
Yeah, see, the problem is the fines are sort of quite straightforward. So illegally leaving your place of residence between the hours of 10 and 4, that's a fine. So unless you were allowed to leave your premises, you're going to be fined for that. The gathering isn't the issue here because, for example, if you had your family, your nuclear family, let's put it that way, of 5 or 6 people having a braai in your house, nothing could happen to you because you live there. Mm. But it's as soon as you introduce outside people to a residence, mm-hmm. that's where the problem comes in. So if you are reported, they will first come and tell you to disperse. If you do not listen, they can't find you. If memory serves, just understand this, convening of a gathering constitutes a 3,000 rand fine.
Okay. So you got to do the math and in your head go, am I willing to spend an extra 3,000 rand for this gathering and at the same time possibly get coronavirus to my family? If I decide, yes, that's the way I want to go, then cool. Have your little gathering and your braai at your house. So if you have any questions, 061-792-9495.
Ashton, brother, we got a message here from King Julian III. And this is a fantastic question and a fantastic name, right? So what happens when you get caught with a lot of cigarettes in your car that you have just bought for yourself? Keeping in mind, Beyicele said that if you get caught with cigarettes, you must produce a slip, a receipt to tell us where you got it.
Yeah.
Even though we saw some officials smoking on Twitter last week,
yes,
the funeral of Ubaba Mlangeni.
Yes.
Hashtag just saying. So please, sir.
Those officials, by the way, are being investigated.
Okay.
But Ashton, yeah. What happens when you get caught with a whole bunch of cigarettes in your car, even though you have a receipt?
There's no legislation that says you need to produce a slip or a receipt for your items that you've purchased. Your problem comes in if you've bought a large quantity of cigarettes. It no longer looks like you've bought it for yourself. It looks like you could be distributing it.
Okay.
So that's where your issue would come in. So you've got to then try and prove that you haven't purchased this for distribution. Which is going to take you a long time in any event. So if you are illegally buying cigarettes, I wouldn't suggest you buy bulk stock.
Yeah.
Just regards to that.
It's just buy a lost straw. I'm safe then. A loose straw, I'm fine.
A loose straw.
Look, for example, if you caught with vast amounts of tobacco, they're going to think you're selling it.
Yeah.
The sale of tobacco is it's about R1,000 fine.
Yeah.
Again, it's one of those things where you're going to consider.
This is not a legal question, but how long does it take to dry and roll your own tobacco in your backyard? I'm just just off the top of my head.
6 weeks.
All these fines, they're not normal fines. Sorry?
No, let's carry on. Sorry?
Sorry, all these fines are not normal fines. So you sign your admission of guilt, you still might be liable for criminal records, depending on how they process these fines. So, again, it's not the greatest idea to get caught with these things.
Okay.
Mm. Ashton, just before Darren asks you a question, so I'm doing maths here. So 1,000 Rand if you get caught selling illegal cigarettes. And I got some prices here. Pacific Blue, 550 a carton. If I sell about 10 of those, if I pay 1,000 Rand fine, I'm sorted. I still make a profit of about 4,500 Rand. Just saying.
But they confiscate your entire stock.
Hey, son. Ish. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Darren.
We have a question here for you from Greta Thunberg. Dear East Coast Radio, my colleague's husband is positive with the coronavirus and still going to work. Is this legal?
Help. Okay, I've actually been asked this quite a lot of times. So it depends on a vast number of things. First off, if he's been tested, if he's done the 10-day self-isolation period. If he has, yes, he's entitled to come back to work. If, however, he hasn't done this and he's sort of got the disease, got the virus and come to work immediately, no, it's not. He's got to stay at home for the 10-day isolation period, and thereafter he can come back to work. But again, there's certain sort of protocols that need to be followed once they've come back. They need to get tested first to make sure their viral load. Here again, it's another situation of a fine. If you intentionally expose someone to COVID, it's a 5,000 Rand fine.
Mm.
And potential criminal charges attempted murder.
I think that is the most serious one. If you are positive and you knowingly expose other people to it, that is probably the most problematic legally one for you right now, right?
100%. Because again, how do you defend somebody who knows they're sick, but they still got an intentionally or not even intentionally, you have the potential of infecting somebody who might not have the same immune system as you do.
Mm.
Could you live with yourself if you sort of give this to your parent or whatever and they don't make it?
Yeah. All right.
And then I have a question for you here, Ashton, from Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan wants to know what happens if you are out. So curfew at the moment between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. If you get arrested for being out in that time.
You wouldn't generally be arrested. You would have to sort of irritate the cop to such an extent that they feel they need to arrest you. Mm. They'd issue you with a fine and you'd be on your way. because I've had a situation where, so I deal with lots of restaurants. So I've had a situation where people have been on the road afterwards dropping off their staff, and they've received fines and been on their way. So it's generally that they won't arrest you, but if you're going to have lip with them, they're probably going to throw you in the back of the van.
Yeah.
Just to teach you a lesson.
And keeping in mind that these fines do come with a possible criminal record as well. All right, so try not to be out post curfew. Okay. 10 to 9 with Darren Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. We're joined by our legal expert, Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford Attorneys. He's been answering all of the tricky questions, and they seem pretty simple. If it's in the law and you're breaking the law, you're going to get a fine, possibly a criminal record. Mm-hmm. So the laws seem silly, they seem petty, they seem, not very nice right now, but we do have this little thing called a global pandemic. People are dying, and that's why we have all of these little pesky laws in place. As soon as people stop dying, I'm sure they'll spring back.
Mm-hmm. And Ashton, we got a message here from Harry Maguire.
No, it's not Harry. This is Jerry.
Thank you, Darren. Praise Darren Moore.
Show me the name.
It is Jerry Maguire. I was going for Harry Maguire because he's like the Man United captain. Him and his big head. But anyway, I walk alone on the beach collecting rubbish from the beach. Is this really not allowed?
Ashton?
100%. Yes, 100% not allowed, because in terms of the regulations, the beaches are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're caught on the beach, you are in an area that's prohibited by law for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can get fined.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's like if you
doesn't matter what you're doing. Yeah.
It's like if you get caught dealing drugs on the side of the road, right? And the cops come along and say, "Are you dealing drugs?" You're like, "No, I'm taking the graffiti off this wall." It doesn't help. It doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So I know that you have good intentions, but the road to jail is paved with good intentions. So no, for now, don't. Leave it for other people. We've got a question here from Sean. This is actually, I've been asked this question, I don't know it. Is fishing allowed on Durban beaches? There seems to be a little bit of confusion. I remember them saying, yes, good you question. Can fish, but you're not allowed on the beach. Ashton, level me on this.
Okay, so yes, a bunch of my friends were chatting about this literally yesterday.
Hmm.
So you again, here, fishing is allowed, so you can angle, you just can't do it from the beach.
So I can do it on the pier?
Yeah, you can do it from a boat. You can go to a river and fish.
Yeah.
But you just can't fish from the actual beach. You're saying fishing from a pier. I think I stand to be corrected here, but most fishing from piers are illegal.
Mm.
And I know Durban does it all the time in any event.
Okay.
But,
So if you can get your boat from the road to the ocean without touching the beach, you're okay.
Yeah, true.
And don't pick up rubbish while you're there.
And don't pick up rubbish while you're
there. All right, Ashton, I have a question for you, not about the beach. So this question for you, Ashton, I applied for a job, and after a week I was told I wasn't getting the job. But the person told me that the reason was because a reference that I had on my CV, when they were called, they slated me. Is there any legal action that can be taken against them? Because now I'm unemployed and about to be evicted.
Hmm.
I think there's a lot more to the story, Ashton.
I would definitely seem so. Okay, so first thing here is, why did you put them as a reference? It must have been some sort of issue that resulted in them slating you. So you have what's called defamation of character, but a defense to defamation is a sort of ultimate defense to defamation is truth. So if they can prove that what they're saying is true, there's not much you can do. Hmm. If, on the other hand, this person is making up stories about you, you can apply for or you can take a defamation suit against them. It's not advisable in South Africa.
Hmm.
It's not like America where you sue for millions of rands.
Yeah.
It's a couple of thousands. And the cost of it is also astronomical to do. But my thing here is just practical. Why do you have them on your CV if you've done something to them that would cause them to slate you?
Hmm.
Before you go, Ashton, quick one here from Anita. Good morning. I would like to know, to go caravanning, is it gazetted? I am aware that various parks advertising that they are open. What is the policy? Ashton, let's go.
Okay, so in the recent amendment that was announced by the Minister of Tourism last week, local holidaying is allowed. So if, as long as it's a trip within the borders of your province, I would say yes, you are allowed to do it. Not to the beach again.
but also, I think there was a proviso in there that you go on holiday with your nuclear family. It's not an opportunity for you to meet up with other family, extended family, other friends, and treat it like a holiday. It's you and your protected family leaving and going to have a break within your what we call a safe pod.
100%.
That's what they're going for.
It'll be the exact same people that you'd live with on a normal basis.
All right. So, yes, you can take your caravan with your family and go and have a chore. So there we go. Legally speaking. Anita, I hope that answers your question. And that kind of like pretty much brings us to the end of our time. Ashton, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problem. My pleasure.
And we'll have Ashton again next week. So you have from now until next week, Tuesday, to think of all the legal questions. As you can see, there are no-go legal questions. We will answer all of those. We also have all of your coronavirus questions answered by the professor himself. We also have all of your consumer issues during lockdown answered by Wendy Nola as well coming up this week. So we're going to try and cover all the bases and let you know. So that was I'm going to tell you, that was enlightening.
It was enlightening. And I have to enlighten you and Kerry, Darren Moore.
What's happening?
Quickly. Kerry, Darren Moore, I just want to say, yo, I would never put you guys as a reference on my CV.
You can put me in?
Nope. Both of you, nope.
I would.
No, you guys have too much dirt on me, and nope. Not on my CV, baba. Never, 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 never.
Wake up with Darren, Kerry, and Sky.
Wake up now. Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, Sky 7 Ladder.
East Coast Radio.